stumbles through the tears that made her blind. She felt such pain. Some spoke in anger, heard folks whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard, as she poured on him like oil from Mary's alabaster vase. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there.
Into our word, amen. My singing voice has not come back, so that means to just give what thus saith the Lord and then, amen, move along, amen. Amen. If you would, go with me in your Bibles to Matthew 25, Matthew the 25th chapter, and we're going to begin at verse 1. Amen. If you're virtual, give us some thumbs up and hearts when you have it. If you're in the house, say amen when you have it. Matthew 25th chapter, beginning at verse 1. And the Bible reads, at that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, for your word. We pray now, God, that you would use me as an instrument, God, for what it is that the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church. Give the people of God an ear to hear what it is that you're saying, oh God. God, touch my body, touch my throat in the name of Jesus. And we bind all manner of hindrances right now in Jesus' name. We ask these blessings and we thank you in advance. Amen. As you go to your seats, we want to use for a thought on this morning. Hold on to your valuables. Hold on to your valuables. In this parable, we see the church compared to 10 women who were pure and untouched, waiting for their groom to come back. As we know, Jesus is the groom that we are waiting for to come back for his bride, which is the church. Half of the women were wise and well prepared and brought with them extra oil. But they didn't know how long their groom would take to come back. But they were wise enough to not let their lamps burn out. Therefore, they would not become empty, shallow, lacking content, void, idle, vain, vacant, uninhabited, barren, meaningless, worthless, aimless, or useless. Those that were foolish, however, didn't prepare for the delay. So when they recognized that they didn't prepare well, they first asked the wise women to give them what they had. But the wise told them, "No, I don't have enough to give to you, so you need to go get your own." So they went. But while they were away, the groom did come back, and they who were foolish missed out. Those that were prepared went with him. Those that were not got locked out. I came to tell somebody today to hold on to your valuables. Glory God. You see, wise people understand that if you expect to go with Jesus, there is a preparation that has to take place. And since you don't know when he's coming, you need to be well prepared. And since your oil is valuable, since your peace is valuable, since your love is valuable, you can't afford to just give it away, especially to those folks who were aware of his coming just like you, but chose to ignore the invitation to get prepared. Yet, a problem we all have at one point in time in our lives is that we invest too much in the wrong people and the wrong things. We give away some things that we cannot get back because we feel sorry for other people, or we sacrifice what's important and invaluable, and it causes a huge void in our own lives when those things and those people fail us. You see, if they are void of love, they can't give love back to you. You see, if they have no peace, they can't give you peace. You see, if they have no joy, if they have no hope, they can't give you that stuff back. You've just simply given it away. So that means you've now sacrificed what you had, and now you're both void and empty when they could have gone to the same source. They could have gone to the same Jesus, the same provider. They could have gone to the same protector, but they were too foolish to listen. And now you're running on empty because you gave away all of your valuables. I came to tell somebody today to hold on to your valuables. You see, you better learn how to tell folks real quick. If it costs me my salvation, if it costs me and takes my time from serving God, if it costs me my peace, if it costs me my marriage, if it costs me to sacrifice my children, if it drains me of my joy, if you're trying to take my stuff, my surplus, the things that I have, when you have an opportunity to get the same thing from the same source to get your own, but you chose not to, then it's too expensive for me to just give away. Hold on to your valuables. You see, somebody here today needs to learn how to say, the oil of this anointing that I have on my life cost me too much. It takes a whole lot of crushing just to get a small drop of oil out of an olive. And that's why olive oil is so expensive. And that's why olive oil is what we utilize to anoint with, because of its value and its sacred. It costs something. It costs so much more to make it. It costs more than the average oil. Glory to God. You see, my time is valuable and it cannot be replaced by you. You see, this wisdom and knowledge that I've gained over time is valuable. And so I can't even put a price on it. Glory God. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Glory God. So I can't give it to you. This patience that I have came from my experiences, and it's not transferable to you. Glory God. And this peace that I have, somebody needs to understand, I will not give up my peace for you, because I went through a real hell and some real high water to get to this place where I am right now. I came to tell somebody to hold on to your valuables. So if being around you makes me want to get into my flesh, glory God. If it causes me to want to lose my patience, if it causes me to lose my joy, or causes me to sacrifice the anointing that's on my life, then I'd rather not fool with you, because I can't afford to lose everything just to make you happy or cause a void in my life that will impact my preparation for when Jesus comes back to receive those, glory God, that have been prepared. Then I kindly say to you, go get your own stuff, because I'm not going to let you drain me. This anointing cost me too much. I will not be left empty and desolate trying to get you to where you need to be. I can't afford that. So you've got to go get your own oil. See, the truth is, I'm not blaming you. I don't mind helping you, but this is more than I can handle. I can't afford it. And the truth is, if I give you mine, it doesn't cost you anything, and you won't even appreciate it. So this is my invitation to you to get your own stuff. Learn how to go to the source, which is Jesus, by starting with a personal relationship with him. Ask him to forgive you for your sins and make him the Lord of your life. Then you'll have the ability to get your own love, to get your own peace, and to get your own joy. Glory God. And you can walk in the purpose that he's placed on your life. And you have your own anointing, because when he anoints you, he also appoints you. Glory God. You'll learn to go to the rock, which is Jesus, and you'll stop looking for people to meet your needs, but you'll learn to go to God in prayer, according to Mark 11:24, which says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. You'll learn to let the Holy Spirit be your guide. You'll learn to let him be your teacher. You'll learn to let him be your comforter. You'll find out that when you make him the Lord over your life, he'll help you to keep your flesh under, and your life will begin to bear fruit. It will manifest love. It will manifest joy. It will manifest peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, and self-control and chastity. How is that? Because the fruit of the Spirit is what comes from being in the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is what comes from having the Holy Spirit. And if you won't just, it won't just be evident to you, but it'll also be evident to the other people who are around you. Glory God. And then you can inspire others to get prepared for the bridegroom who's coming back also. And as you continue to grow, it will become more apparent to you why it's important to hold on to your valuables. You see, you've got to hold on to your valuables. Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 6, says, "Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces." It means don't waste good things on people who will not appreciate them. See, at the time, Jesus was advising the disciples to only preach to those who are receptive audiences. Dogs traveled in packs and were very dangerous. The pig is an unclean animal that will eat or accept whatever you give them. In ancient times, both roamed around scavenging for whatever they could find to eat. So whatever you give them or whatever they happen to come upon is okay. So whether you give them garbage or whether you give them your steak, they don't know the difference. They are unclean. They are impure and have no conscience of value. They have no clue about worth. Both animals may turn on you and tear you to pieces, is what Jesus said, when all you were trying to do is to help them. See, a pearl, on the other hand, is a valuable treasure that needs no polishing or cutting by man. It comes to us complete and lustrous, created by God through nature. It also was used in Matthew as another simile of the kingdom of heaven, which only the God that we serve can create and perfect. Pearls also represent wisdom gained through experience in the scriptures. They are gems of the sea that speak to the wearer's purity and integrity. They speak of incorruptibility. They speak to long life. Therefore, why would you give what's valuable to someone who has no conscience of what it cost you? Understanding that even if you give them what you have, they may still turn on you afterwards and tear you to shreds emotionally, spiritually, and sometimes even physically. See, Jesus spoke of the religious folks who were offended by what he said. So he told his disciples not to try to give this gospel to people who have already rejected it. He told them to leave alone those religious leaders who were offended by the gospel. He said that they were the blind leading the blind, and that they will both fall into the ditch. He said, don't waste your time preaching to folks who are obviously hardened and scornful. Glory God. See, this pearl spoken of in Matthew is Jesus and his kingdom. We've got to stop giving our valuables or wasting our time with people who do not recognize, understand, or appreciate what this anointing cost. Some of us see Jesus in our lives as the most valuable asset that we have. Some of us see our walk with Christ as the answer to every
question. Some of us see Jesus as our healer, our deliverer, and our way out. Some of us see him as our resolution, our provider, and our open door, while yet others sit idly by, flipping through religious beliefs and trying them on for size, as if turning the pages of a magazine, choosing which will be a better fit for them today versus what they'll wear tomorrow. So this is not something that I can just give to you. Glory God. Somebody here today is saying it cost me too much. Somebody here today is saying you don't value my anointing. Somebody here today is saying you don't value the years that it cost me to get to where I am. Somebody here today is saying I cried too much for this. Somebody here today is saying I went through too much pain for this. Somebody here today is saying I gave up too much to get to where I am. Somebody here today is saying the time is far spent. I gave up too much of my time to get to where I am in God now. Somebody's saying, you don't have any idea where I had to go and what I had to go through to get to this. Somebody here today is saying, I suffered for this. I endured too much pain for this. I've lost loved ones along the way for this anointing. And I've learned to be where I'm appreciated and not where I'm tolerated. So you've got to get your own oil. Glory God. Because I am holding on to my valuables. God bless you. So today,
thank you so much for listening. The Charity Full Gospel Baptist Church is a word-centered and Christ-focused ministry. We exist to love God and to love God's people. Therefore, we simply ask that when you come, come as you are, and then allow God to elevate you to where he would have you to be. Until next time, may God bless you, and may God keep you, is our prayer.